Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Beautiful music on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And that is, of course, Monday, Angel's Wings. And before that one, I gave you the sounds of Ava in Africa, Divine Glow. 7 minutes, it is just after 10 on 657 AM on Just For You with me, Swangile Mofuken, with you up until 11 o'clock. I am so excited at this current moment in time. I was watching him on my YouTube, and now I'm no longer watching him on my YouTube. He's in the house talking about Bishop Joseph Gallinton. Bishop, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Radio Pulpit. Is it your first time here?
First time here at Radio Pulpit.
Uh-huh.
I've been coming to South Africa since 1979.
Uh-huh.
So.
And Radio Pulpit?
Radio Pulpit is my first time, but I hope not my
first. Yeah, so we are blessed to have you today.
I'm honored.
And you're not alone.
No.
You flew all the way together with...
Clarence Grant. He is my... I guess he is a lot of things for me. He's just a wonderful friend and a son in ministry, and but an amazing musician.
Wow. Yeah. Sir Clarence, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. I love the title of your show.
Yeah, just for you.
I love the title of this, Radio Pulpit.
Yeah. This is where we share in Christ and helping others to even have a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm. Yeah, we're building that. And so, welcome.
Great.
Thank you.
Welcome. Before we even start, Bishop, I've got a message from Usistandi Pengu. She says you were close to their father, Reverend Sipho Pengu.
Yes.
She says, hi, dear sister. Trust you are well. Please send a warm greeting to Brother Gallinton. Tell him Mom and Tandi Pengu send their love. He was a great friend to my late father, Reverend Sipho Pengu, in the 80s. I would love to see him, but I know he might be too busy.
Now, where is she now?
She's in the USA.
Oh, yes.
As we speak, okay. She's in the USA. She was in South Africa, but she just left to be in the USA now. And there are so many others who are saying, wow, we can't wait to hear what he's got for us. Such a great man of God and a great voice, too.
Well, that's an honor. In fact, her dad was the first one that we met when we came, and really helped us to get around in South Africa and interpret, translate the world that we were in at that time.
Yeah,
I think he worked for SABC.
I'm not even quite sure if Mkulu was working for SABC or
he was.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a surprise to see someone of that stature involved in a program that was functioning like that. So he was a great guy. Loved
him. Wow. So we are excited to have you here. Thank you. So you're a family of Radio Pulpit, even if it's your first time. Today we're talking about the music as a weapon. I'm always reminded of the scripture that says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. We never view music as a weapon. We just look at music as just entertainment.
Well, the problem is that music is such a powerful weapon, but it's not just a weapon for good, but it's a weapon for evil as well.
Yeah.
And so when people don't understand what music can do in terms of inciting emotions and getting people aroused to do either the good or the bad. So when I think of that... that the phrase that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal.
Mm.
We think more in terms of intercession. We think in terms of the kinds of things that people can speak out. But I was just looking at this passage in Psalm 149, where praise is embraced in a number of phrases. And it says in Psalm 149, verse 6, let the high praises of God be in their throats, the two-edged swords in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains, their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. So that what the psalmist is making clear to us is that our praise, our worship has effect. It has effectual power when you're dealing with spiritual warfare. So high praises and the two-edged sword in their hand. So I've got something in my mouth. I've got something in my hand. And I'm dealing with the adversaries that are out there. I can't tell you how many times a song, and it doesn't have to be a militant song. It can be a very soft song. The Bible says a soft tongue breaks the bones. And sometimes you're in a meeting, and the song that becomes the weapon for you is just a gentle song that says, "I surrender all," and you're facing all kinds of opposition. And what the enemy wants from us is to rebel against God.
Right.
And what God wants is a surrendered heart. And sometimes a song will help you to go there. It'll help you to say something.
It'll change the posture of our hearts towards God. Sure. But now, when do we use this weapon? Because we have been taught intercession, as you said. And we believe, I know you're wasting time still listening to the music. You should be interceding. And I always think we should turn our intercessions into music.
And we do. But I think where we are is that we often don't realize that our music is intercessory. It's when we're approaching God. And I call it, I think of our music like this. It's earth to heaven, it's heaven to earth, and it's heaven to heaven, so that we have several postures. So in the book of Revelation, there is a sound that comes from heaven to earth, but there is a sound of people who are in heaven, who are communicating with one another. So that's heaven to heaven.
Okay.
And so When we are in, I'm trying to think of the song that we've been singing. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name is high above all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. That is such an incredible phrase for me. And so when we're singing those songs, something is happening that God does with your music. I think of it as I'm giving God something to work with. So he says, "Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, to execute vengeance on the nations, to bind the kings with chains and nobles with fetters." That when I'm looking at that passage, I'm thinking, all right, what I'm doing is I'm giving God something that he can use on my behalf.
Okay.
So I'm invited into the privilege of worshiping. Think of the passage in 2 Chronicles 20 where Jehoshaphat is facing this huge group of people, and so the scripture says, "You won't need to fight in this battle.
The battle is the Lord's."
The battle's the Lord's. Mm-hmm. And so the thing that I say to people is that you may not need to do the fighting, but you have to participate.
Okay.
I have a friend who was. He was telling a story about when he had this tandem bicycle, and he was riding, and his daughter was riding, and they were both pedaling. And he said they were going up a hill, and he realized that it was a bit of a struggle. And he looked back, and his daughter wasn't pedaling at all. She was thinking about how easy it was. But the thing I'm saying is this: God is saying you don't need to fight in this battle, but you do need to do something.
Okay.
And so he takes that great song that David wrote in 2 Chronicles, "For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever." And so he says, he gathers the Levites, and he says, "Now, here's what you're going to do. You're going to begin to declare this song, 'For the Lord is good, and his mercy.'" So their battle song and their worship, It does something that God says, all right, I'll work with this. And so many times when I'm struggling and I'm trying to find my way out of something, I say, God, what I need here is a song that will push me through.
Yeah.
Or a song that will help me to deal with this moment.
Yeah. The world is, or we, the church, sometimes fail to realize that even the world is using the music. I was talking about the adverts. the power that's in those small seconds, that at the end of the day, you would find yourself buying something you never even planned to buy because of the small 3-5 seconds that of the song.
There's a study, and I've been intrigued with it for some time, right brain, left brain. And your mind is conditioned not to accept something that you don't agree with. And so in the forefront of your brain, there's an area that they call Broca's area, B-R-O-C-A. Broca is the area that decides what's going to come into your mind or the way you think about it.
Yeah.
If Broca doesn't like it, you're not going to get it. But what they've learned in science is that because music is such right brain information, the right brain has the capacity to send something over to your logical side that your Broca would resist. So you find yourself singing something and you're thinking, okay, where did that come from? Where did that thought come from?
And I don't even like the song, but you're singing it.
Yeah, but you're singing it, and because you're singing it, it's affecting you whether you like it or not.
Of course. And either it gives you good feelings,
yes.
Either it gives you whatever vibes that come with it.
You cannot worship without music, but you cannot practice witchcraft without music.
Mm.
And so much of what our world is experiencing is the intrigue and the way people have taken music sounds, rhythms, and so forth. And many of those, you'll find that they've been taken from the church and have been embraced in such a way that people are embracing them, thinking them, singing them. And you hear people sing songs that are so contrary to what they believe, but the melody is so intriguing. So it's my thing, do what you want to do. I don't know if you remember that song, but it goes way back. It's a rock song.
Huh?
Well, you keep singing that becomes a part of your fabric and in your own heart. And so you'll find yourself thinking or doing something that's contrary to what you actually believe that you're
so it alters your behavioral patterns.
Exactly.
Ooh. That's how powerful music is.
It does. So when David is he's struggling, he begins to write songs that speak to his struggle, and he writes songs that appeal to God. Lord, you've drawn me to you. You are worthy of the things that are taking place. And even though I feel like I'm forsaken, though my father and mother forsake me, you'll raise me up.
Mm.
And we call them the Psalms, but really they're called the songs, the 150 songs. And many of the songs that are in the scriptures, and some are beyond the Psalms themselves. But Psalms have power. When spoken in or when sung to accomplish things that we are unable to accomplish in the natural.
And I think it's a secret, one of those secrets that has been revealed.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible talks about the secret, which is Christ in us, the
hope of glory.
So that secret goes with these powerful weapons for us to win in the battle.
There's another insight that I've thought about for some time. When Paul and Silas were beaten and put in prison in Acts 16, the Bible says at midnight they sang psalms and hymns and they praised God. And of course, it had to be loud because it says all the prisoners
could
heard
hear
him.
Mm.
All the prisoners could hear them. So something took place in that worship moment as they were singing. They don't tell us what the songs were, but they do tell us what God's response was and heaven's response was. It created an earthquake. And that earthquake awakened the jailer himself who was in prison, and he came through. But they were beaten, they were hurting, and this is no ordinary smack or But your body gets ripped, your flesh gets ripped.
They were purged.
But Paul is in that prison, and he's singing out of his conviction, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So whatever your sufferings are, whatever you're going through, he says, you can still rejoice. And so rather than Silas saying to Paul, now, remember, you had this vision that we're supposed to be here. Now, are we here because why is it going like this? But they didn't do that. They began to celebrate the goodness of God and realize that out of this circumstance, God's going to do something. So let's just give him praise, give him honor. Let's tell him how good he is. Mm. And by the time they got finished, God says, I think I'll go and visit these guys. And I'll put my earthquake boots on.
And he did. But now, somebody might say, wait, Bishop, are you telling me that I can worship God in my circumstance, in my situation, in my bedroom, and God will come through and turn the situation around for my good?
He's done it for so many people. I mean, that's the tenor of the scriptures. When in Corinthians, Paul says, the things that were written before were written for us, for our instructions, their examples. Mm. So I'm looking at something in the scriptures and I'm thinking, all right, what did David do? Go to 1 Samuel 30 when David comes back to Ziklag and everybody's gone. So he does what everybody else does. They weep for a moment, they're broken and they're crying out to God and they're devastated by it. And then the army guys look at David and say, this is all your fault. Hmm. But the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. He takes that moment.
Yeah.
And rather than look at the devastation, he begins to say to him, to his own heart, take courage. This is going to be all right. And the way you encourage yourself in the Lord is you sing the songs of the Lord, the songs that lift you out of where you are, gives you a different perspective. Mm. And in that moment, after he encouraged himself in the Lord, the scripture says, he then says, I need a word from God. Mm. But many times it's worship that gets me to a place where I'm ready to receive something from God, the right kind of song that changes your atmosphere internally and externally. Mm. And you find yourself saying, okay, God's in charge. His word says he's in control. His word says all things are working together for my good. Mm. And you can't see that good while you're standing in the middle of your problem unless you begin to worship, because worship is the only thing that can change your perspective.
Wow. Family, you can join our conversation. The lines are open on 012-334-1322. I'm excited that we are talking about music as a weapon today. Join our conversation on 012-334-1322, our SMS line 37871, our WhatsApp line 082-657-2729. In a short while, Bishop will tell us why he is in South Africa now. We're taking the sounds of Bishop Joseph Gallington. We declare your majesty. Coming back.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
We just had a beautiful, awesome worship there coming from Bishop Joseph Gallington. And we declare your majesty. I remember as we were growing up, that last part, I think, we bow before your throne. Mm-hmm. We bow. Taking us back.
That's an still amazing powerful. Song. It's still powerful. There are moments in your life when you'll hear a song and you'll say, that song works for me.
Yeah.
But it's a song that stays with you over a period of time. And I say God gives you songs. They are songs for seasons. Mm. And some songs I think of them as grace gates, that when you sing them, it opens up a space for you to go through. And many times when we think of warfare, we think of violence and we think of a whole lot of other things. And really, there's a kind of warfare that doesn't require screening or anything else. And then there's a kind of warfare that you have that calls you to rejoice. I was just thinking of a passage of scripture in 2 Samuel where David is bringing the ark back into Jerusalem.
Yes.
And the scripture says he's dancing before the Lord with all of his might. And his wife criticizes him for it. And he says, he uses the term, he says, "I will play before the Lord." Some translations use the word, "I will play an instrument." But David's worship and his warfare are the same thing. So the word that's translated "play" in the Hebrew is a word that describes actual ridicule of the enemy. But it's the same word that describes the kind of play that takes place with children. And so playing before the Lord is taking what you are enjoying and allowing God to use that as a weapon of warfare, that I am sometimes playing before God. And I don't think real worship and real warfare can take place if we don't take the posture of a child and be childlike in terms of what God's called us to do.
And that's why David would even lose himself in the presence of the Lord and even go to an extent of his garment being stripped off from him.
"Man, these clothes are restricting me, so I've got to make room for him.
You've got to make room for the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings." Pastor Lucas Nkosi is also listening, Apostle Lucas Nkosi, and he says, "Greetings to you, Sisibongile Mofokeng and Bishop Joseph Gallington. Thank you, Bishop, for impacting our lives through the teaching from your book, Worship and Ministry of Worship, especially composing new songs from your sermons. We learned. Thank you for singing the songs, Knowing You, Jesus, from Promise Keepers."
Yes. One of my favorite all-time songs. Just sometimes hard to sing sometimes without breaking down.
You can tell us more about that song, Bishop.
Well, I first heard it. It was written by a friend in England who writes beautiful songs, and but when I heard it sung, it was kind of bare, rugged, but I could hear something in it that I thought, this is probably a much better song than the way they're singing it, and so I got the words, got the music line, and I went to a Promise Keepers rehearsal, and I said to the guys, "I think you guys might like this song." And so we started singing it. And they are skilled, professional, spirit-filled musicians. And I remember the first morning that we sang it at Promise Keepers, we're all sitting together in this room, and they said, "We're going to try it." And when I looked up, when everybody was finished, guys were broken. They were just weeping over the power of that song. And so we said, this song might work. It became the major theme of Promise Keepers that year. Every Promise Keeper event that we attended, where we led worship, you could see men with their hands stretched out to God. And it's a song that speaks to people no matter where you are in your journey with God. If you're just getting started, if you're down the road, it's that sign, "Knowing You, Jesus," "Knowing You, there is no greater thing." And I'm singing that song, and I'm telling people, here's something that means something. But there's some songs you don't have to explain to people.
Yeah.
Let them sing it, and the message of the song.
The spirit just...
He just says, "Here, I'm going to make the application for you."
wow. And I think I would like to just have a tint, you know, of that song. If we can just have a taste of that song, "Knowing You, Jesus," by Bishop Joseph Gallington. But Bishop, why are you here? What's happening this time around in South Africa before we go to that song?
We've been coming to South Africa doing what we're
1979.
Yes, but in the late 90s, shortly after independence, I had the sense that we needed to spend time mentoring black pastors. I'd spent a lot of time in white churches when I came, but after independence, I said, how do we invest in black pastors, leading pastors? And when I asked one friend about it, I said, who are the leading pastors? Because the up-and-coming pastors, he said, yes, there weren't any. And then Elijah Mazwangani, he straightened that part out. He says, oh, yes, there are a lot of them. And so we gathered them together, and I brought a team of people over. We taught, we prayed, we prophesied, we ministered, we gave principles. It was such a wonderful time, and we started doing it every year. And this is the 30th year.
Wow. This
is 30. And it would probably have
been. Look at God.
And we could have done 30 earlier, but COVID shut it down. And
yeah,
so we couldn't do something.
Yeah.
But next Tuesday, we will be at Axe Church, not the main church, but there is a.
Reconciliation Ministry?
With our own ministry.
Okay.
Excuse me. And we're bringing a team of people and some amazing worshipers, some amazing prophets, preachers, and we're just going to go for God. I feel like South Africa is so ripe for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and I felt that way for years, but I feel like this is going to be one of those key moments where enough people are coming together. So we're bringing some of the guys from our side of the world, and we're taking some of the leading guys here in this nation, and we're all going to come together, and we're just going to say, God, talk to us about what you're doing. Help us understand that this is a season for breakthrough, and that faith and believing God for the things that he has promised.
So it's going to be 5 days of worship.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
11 to the 15th of March.
And it will close out on Saturday morning.
At Acts Church in Midrand.
Yes, and this is their auxiliary church. It's the smaller one that they have.
And I see that we have William McDowell coming through, Dr. Dumi Moore.
William McDowell won't be there.
No. Oh, okay. On the poster, I see Dr. Dumi Moore. I see you as well. And so you will be ministering in word and in song
as well.
All righty then. Let's give the family all the information when we come back. But let's listen to this one, Knowing You, Jesus, by Bishop Joseph Gallanting.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing life on 657 AM.
We just love our Lord Jesus Christ and Knowing You, Jesus. And that is, of course, a Promise Keepers, but also led there by Bishop Joseph Gallanting. And Bishop, you were sharing about somebody who wrote that song?
Graham Kendrick from England. An amazing psalmist and writer, and he's written so many beautiful songs, but he was very much engaged in the early days with March for Jesus, where people just went through various cities with this huge march just to celebrate Jesus.
Wow. I don't know where was I. I think not even in my dad's mind at that time. No, you didn't fly here alone. You are with the Minister Clarence. So you have lived by these principles. You have used music as your weapon as well, Minister Clarence.
Yes. Well, you know, music is so important. It's the creating of atmospheres. So we've seen throughout centuries of time that musicians and singers have created atmospheres, whether they're negative atmospheres or positive atmospheres. Mm. So we're desiring to choose to create kingdom atmospheres wherever we go. So whether you sing or whether you play, actually, I don't even know if you know this or not, but you have an instrument right in you. It's a voice, and the Bible says you can lift up your voice like a trumpet.
Mm, mm,
so consider yourself a trumpet player.
Mm, mm. Or a keyboard player like yourself?
Yes. Or that, yes.
So I'd like you to talk to somebody who's an instrumentalist, because most of the times we ask ourselves if they are in tune with God. Mm-hmm. They're in tune with the sound. You can see it when you go, we like, you know, we love that. Mm-hmm. But now when it comes to being in tune with God, mm-hmm. and being in tune, I understand, as Pastor Tebs was mentioning, that you are a bishop's keyboard player.
Yes.
Where do you connect, and how do you connect with God and the bishop?
I think that's one and the same. When you connect with God, you connect also with the person that God has you assigned to, which is Bishop. And Bishop is very much a father to me.
Yeah.
I know he's a father of nations.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of children all over the earth. I feel like I'm his favorite child. I'm just putting that out.
He's got your sense of humor.
So
I can attest to that, because you have his sound sense of humor. Yes.
But the connection with God just comes with knowing God. You just played a song called "Knowing You, Jesus."
Yeah.
So it comes with just knowing God, and knowing God, God also gives you a connection with the people who He's placed in your life.
Mm.
So a number of years ago, by divine connection, he connected me with my father, Bishop Joseph Garlington. And we've gotten an opportunity to do life together, and it's far from just the platform.
Mm.
And I share this with musicians who are connected to senior pastors all over the world.
Mm.
This connection that we have is birthed out of an intimacy that we have in walking together. We do life together, not just church. We've hung out socially, we've eaten, I don't know how many times.
You are here in South Africa.
So, we're here in South Africa. We've been to a number of nations together.
Yeah.
We have a lot of funny stories that we can share.
Wow.
About our lives together. And so for me, the treasure of being with Bishop is having someone, the only person that knows more about me than Bishop is my wife.
Okay. So then just next to your wife.
Amber's still hanging out. I should share that the unique aspect of his ministry is that he is so creative. And so generally, when I'm preaching, he's still playing
in the background.
He's playing in the background. And very often, I've heard people describe it. They said, it seems like as you're speaking, he's choreographing.
Wow.
The message. And,
wow.
And it's an astounding thing, because there are times when what I'm saying, I can get distracted by what he's playing, because he is so in tune.
And a new song is born.
That's right. Very often. That's very often the case.
But now, what do we say to those in this ministry first, the instrumentalists and those that are leading God's people into praise and worship? What message do you carry for them?
Well, in 2 Kings 3, Elisha the prophet, he's getting ready to share something. He feels like God is getting ready to birth something from him in a prophetic word. So then he says, send me a minstrel.
Yeah.
And then this minstrel comes. Now, the minstrel in those days would probably play an instrument like a harp, or there's another instrument that was made in those days called a kinnor, K-I-N-N-O-R, which is very similar relative to the harp. So when this particular minstrel started plucking on the harp, it says the hand of the Lord came upon the prophet Elisha, and he begins to prophesy.
Mm.
So I always say when we have an opportunity to speak to musicians, that when you pluck, if it's a keyboard or a guitar or whatever the instrument is, it sends forth something that pushes that prophetic voice to come out of the minister, whoever is ministering in that particular setting. So that's why it's so important, because like Bishop says, it sets the stage for something far beyond music.
So we
had to keep in mind, I always tell our musicians, they're not just musicians, but they're, the scripture talks about musicians prophesying with their hands. So I'm always saying that you're not a musician, but you're an atmosphere changer.
Which is huge. That is like really huge.
Thank you so much,
Minister Clarence, for that. We are just now wrapping up. Hey, time is not on our side. Time is so jealous. Bishop, when we were off air, I said to you, how often should we be using music in our lives, in our daily lives and in our prayer lives? And you said?
All the time. I'd like to read a little quote to you.
Okay.
It starts, the master in the art of living makes little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body, his information and his recreation, his love and his religion. He hardly knows which is which. He simply pursues the vision of excellence at whatever he does, leading others to decide whether he is working or playing. To him, he's always doing both. And it's recognizing that who we are is we are children, we are adults, we are professionals, we are amateurs, but the thing that is important to us is that whatever it is that God's called you to do, you don't just see it as some labor, but you see it as a labor of love, as an act of joy. It's hard to explain this, but we have fun. I mean, it's in worship. We have the most amazing times and in God's presence. And I think the idea of remaining childlike in your approach to Him in worship is the thing that begins to redeem us.
Wow. Bishop, thank you so much for coming through, ministering unto us, empowering us in this area. And I think it's in these last days, we need to use that weapon more, take it out more. And it will do, you said it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, let it go out and fight.
That's right.
Let it go out and fight. Thank you so much. May God keep keeping you and blessing you.
Thank you.
And we can't wait for the conference. Do remember, family, the conference is the Leadership Development Conference happening at ACTS Church in Vona Valley campus in Midrand. It starts from the 11th to the 15th of March. It's free. It's in celebration of the 30th anniversary, as the bishop was talking about earlier on, of the Reconciliation Ministry. And yes, my family, for more information, if you'd like any information there, you can dial the number 013-656-2211. It's 013-656-2211. And make sure that you don't miss out. Calling on all Christians, calling on all worshippers, those who have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Minister Clarence, thank you for being the wonderful hanging out buddy.
I love hanging out here.
Thank you so much with Bishop. And thanks to Pastor Tabs for bringing them through. May God awesomely keep keeping you and blessing you. Playing out with the sounds of Judith Sipuma. Oh, give thanks. Do remember the number 013-656-2211. Don't miss out. Don't miss out on awesome opportunities like this.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You
and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.